Well, you are there. I was beginning to think that you took the morning off.
How are we doing, David?
I think we're doing real well. How are you doing?
I had a good weekend, nice and relaxing. Now it's back to work here, so it's been a little hectic start here, but it's making time go by quicker, which I'm not complaining. So.
Well, what can I help you with today, or vice versa?
Yeah, so I just listened to the voicemail there. I just need a clear up here. So there's a company. The company that we're trying to get the loan under is CSG.
No, that's Convergent Services Group. CSG. You can give it to either one. I don't care.
CSG is the
entity that owns a majority of Convergent Services.
Okay.
Group.
Majority owner, okay.
That's the 62%er.
Okay.
And they pay no rent, which is why I put zero down.
Okay, they pay no rent. And then your company is CGS, correct?
It's Convergent Services Group.
Convergent Services Group, okay.
That's the one that I operate.
Okay, that's the one that you operate, okay. All right, so we got that cleared up. So you guys don't pay rent there just because you're sharing the building with CSG, who owns it, or?
Okay. Let's start again.
Yeah, let's just go back to square one here.
Convergent Services Group is an operating company that we were talking about the loan for.
Okay.
It has, round figures, 5,000 square feet of office space here in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. It pays about $7,300 a month. It's a 5-year lease, got 2 more years on the lease. And CSG, not Convergence, but CSG, is the entity that owns 62% of Convergence.
Okay.
It is not an operating company.
Okay. Okay.
And it pays no rent because it just coexists with Convergence at this particular space.
I got you now. This is making more sense. So,
well, I'm glad.
it was a long weekend, let's put it that way. All right.
Well, you said relaxing. I just wondered if it was near comatose or whatever. I'm not from California, so I don't know all that goes on the weekends out there.
Not a whole lot, actually. Just a lot of sunshine and watching the time go by slower.
Yeah,
it doesn't get any better. So, definitely... I agree with you
now
on that.
The second question, and not to take the lead on the discussion, but originally you said if you could get, 50%+, some better deals, better options to open up for us, and I gave you that. Then you said, okay, 66%. All right, rather than just go up and say, okay, now can you get me 75? Now can you get me 80? Tell me what the trip points are, and tell me what I get for being a nice guy and talking my investors into submitting these applications.
Yeah, so there was it's basically we have percentage breakdowns of what we can do for the program. So we have a 30, a 50, a 66, and then an 80. When you had sent over the one with 60, it was like 62 and change, I think, on the percentage breakdown.
Correct.
The only reason I asked you that was just because if we can get 4% more on it, we could just, it would open up a few more programs for you. If you wanted to keep shooting up for a higher percentage of owners, it's going to ensure a better approval for you. But the 66 was just the marker I wanted to shoot for, just because that's, you're going to get to some of our more top tier programs with that percentage breakdown.
Can you just drop me a quick email and just say, okay, at 50, I get X, at 66, go straight to 80. At 50, I get X, and at 80, I get Y. Can you do that?
I can do some research there for you and see what numbers, on what the programs
will
be
available. I understand that it's somewhere in your underwriting that would make some difference.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to know what the difference is. I mean, if I'm gonna rattle the cage of one of my investors, I want to make sure that there's some benefit for us and it's not de minimis.
I got you. No, I got you. Definitely. I can try and compile here some details there. I can shoot over your way. But I think that clears up every question I had for you.
Okay. Well, I've got one more investor, and you can see on there, Greg Allen, who's about a 19%er.
Mm-hmm.
So if I put 62 and 19 over there, I'm over 80. So that would be where I would go if it looks like that it's
worth it.
Yeah, beneficial for me to go ring
okay.
his bell.
Yeah. Let me run over there and see what we're working with. I'll try and shoot you an email here in about 10, 15 minutes.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, David. We'll be in touch.
Thanks, Tyler.
Bye.